Crypto.com's Crow is still pumping like crazy after yesterday's announcement, and XRP futures just surpassed 30 billion in notional open interest for the first time ever. Top crypto things you might have missed: Hump Day, Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. It's most definitely Hump Day because I'm barely getting by. XRP futures on CME reached over 1 billion in open interest in just 3 months, and they surpassed 30 billion in notional open interest for the first time ever. These numbers are extremely impressive, and I cannot wait for all the spot crypto ETFs to get approved. They're estimated to be approved October of quarter four 2025. Chinese supply chain finance platform Link Logies inks deal with XRPL. Standard Charter has a lot of bullish Ethereum predictions, and they just said Ethereum and ETH treasury companies are currently cheap at these levels. As an Ethereum bag holder, I love it. Binance stablecoin inflows top 1.6 billion. Ethereum withdrawals surge. To me, this is showing that people are taking profit and they're adding new liquidity to the crypto markets. Both could be true at the same time. Rex Osprey seeks SEC approval for BNB staking ETF following Solana fund route. JP Morgan secures 500 million capacity in Numerary following breakthrough year. This is going to be an AI-driven hedge fund, and it also integrates AI, crypto, and quant strategies. Aave Labs, one of the biggest DeFi protocols in crypto, debuts Horizon to let institutions borrow stablecoins against tokenized assets. VanEck, WisdomTree, and others will be added soon. So yes, it offers support to traditional finance. A creative webpunk social platform will be launching on Hedera September 9th, and it's called AE. The Department of Commerce to issue economic data on-chain. Google Cloud is developing its own blockchain for payments, which is currently in private testnet. Private permission Layer 1 network focusing on compliance.